This weekend, a major art attraction opens on Philadelphia's Parkway, Calder Gardens. It's a $100 million building and garden designed to contemplate the works of Alexander Calder. WHYY's Peter Crimmins tells us more.
Alexander Calder was born in Philadelphia with an impressive pedigree. His grandfather made the William Penn sculpture on top of City Hall, and his father designed Swan Fountain in Logan Square. Alexander died in 1976. He was known for his modernist abstract sculptures and hanging mobiles. His grandson, Sandy Rower, wanted that work to be experienced viscerally instead of learned intellectually.
Really more of a sacred experience, a personal experience. Instead of using your head, instead of it being purely an intellectual expression.
The result is a kind of anti-museum where very little is explained of the works on view and where the building itself creates space that fosters deeper connections. Calder Gardens was designed by the celebrated Swiss architect Jacques Herzog as a series of underground galleries and passageways. The director of programs, Juana Barrio, said this sequence of micro-environments gives each work of art a unique context.
So when you walk through a building, you experience one moment that then takes you to another one, and every single time you have a different sensorial experience, and that's what we're hoping to do with the program, so that it feels that it's as dynamic as the building is, as dynamic as the garden is, of course as dynamic as Calder is.
Calder Gardens opens to the public on Sunday. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.